My name's Magla and I'm interviewing my two sisters. Yeah. I got your name.
My name's Winnie Marie, I was born in Manchester and I was born in 93.
What date?
I'm not telling you.
Halloween. Okay.
That's so weird.
Right, I just want people to know. What's your name?
My name's Bridget, I was born in Manchester, 94.
Where do you go travelling?
Anywhere Daddy wants to bring us. It could be down the country or up the country. It could be London, Wales or Manchester. Depends when Daddy wants to bring us.
Does many people go out with you?
Yeah. Mostly family. Different people. It's mostly family, cousins, relatives.
How long do you go travelling for?
About 6-7 months.
Yeah.
On a good summer. If it's a bad summer, about 3 or 4 months.
You may forget about it.
Do you stay long in the camp?
Depends on the court order that we get off the place. And then it could be a week, 2 weeks, or in some good places, probably a month.
Like quite some time. What do you like about going out travelling?
Meeting new people. Or meeting people that we haven't seen for ages when we go back into the house for the winter months, and then come back out and then meeting other people.
Are you looking forward for Appleby?
Yeah.
Definitely. I can't wait for Appleby.
So am I. And why?
Well, because we're going to be playing at Appleby, aren't we?
Yeah.
We're going to be playing in the same as we did last year. And then walk around, buy a few things, meet a few people, and have a good time.
Same here.
She's not supposed to know all this stuff.
Yeah.
How has travelling changed from when you were a child?
A lot. I know it's just police and the courts have gone more stricter than what they used to be. And I know it's just changed badly.
More discrimination.
What are your hopes for the future when you get older?
Be a good banjo player.
Anything else?
I don't know. You're forced to answer that question as well.
Yeah, go on, really tell us.
You can talk better than me.
Right. What's your hopes for the future?
Be a top class musician.
That was so better than mine.
Mine is. Mine's for a model.
Okay. I'm gonna get a model in that face, love.
I shouldn't ever get more model than you.
Put that on the camera.
Yeah, put on, yeah. I've been mad longer than you two anyways.
Alright, come on anyway.
How do you feel about the Big Fat Gypsy Wedding?
Holy show. A lot of nonsense for nothing.
It's making us a holy, holy show of the travellers.
That could be plenty.
I think grabbing is stupid.
Dragging him into the back of the fan.
Baiting him for a kiss. Imagine getting married to that boy. What else would he bait you for when you got married?
Open him out one little hinty bit. Shut up.
Yeah, what's up?
I'll have him under my bed, I bet him.
When a boy grabs a girl, I think it's shows fighting straight away. And the big dresses. They may be nice, but they're so like big ass balloons.
I want a fitted dress.
Damn bitch. How do you meet your future husband?
True cousins. Getting raised up with our cousins. Meeting up through the years, talking through the years. Just put into the same camp with him.
Yeah. How do you meet non-travellers as friends?
True sessions, isn't it? Mostly true sessions. Go to the pubs, play, meet other musicians that's non-travellers. Exchange phone numbers, keep in touch that way, so that they can let us know whether there's any flag queues. Go over to Ireland, festivals, just like
our
that.
Sessions.
Just cut long story short.
A load of friends, that's non-travellers.
What do you think about marriage?
Around, I think 16, 17 is too young. I think that's way too young for a traveller or country person or whatever it is. I think it's way too young for a girl to get married. I think 19, 20 is the right age to get married because them few years, you'll grow up a lot more and you'll realise a lot more. If you meet a boy where you're 16, and you think you're head over heels from in love, you could get married, and within 3 to 4 years, you might not think that you love him. Like, it was only, I don't know, it's
just excitement.
Yeah, excitement.
At first, for a young one.
Yeah.
Get asked.
And then 3 or 4 years down the line, you realise that you don't love him. That was just a fling, or whatever you want to call it. But no, I think 19, 20 is good enough to get married.
Yeah.
Come on. What do you think about the travelling life it is now?
I love the travelling life. Because you're keeping half of the tradition from daddy, and then he's daddy, and then he's daddy, and going back generations.
I'm loving it, loving it,
and
loving
mommy,
it.
And mommy going out travelling. And mommy's mommy going out travelling. I know, it's better. Keep half the tradition.
Yeah.
LMFAO.
Oh, yeah.
I can't keep smiling, my jaw's getting sore.
I can't smile.
I'm smiling again, but I don't want to.
Right, go on.
And hard. Are you enjoying the music?
Yeah, I am enjoying the music.
So am I.
You looking forward to the session tomorrow night? The gig?
The gig,
yeah. Yeah, definitely. Got a session.
You'll be up playing. I've been having a few beers.
Oh, go on, tell us a bit about that. Tell us a bit about that for tomorrow night.
Oh, we're playing at a pub. And a gig. People.
Whereabouts?
Across the road.
Next door!
Across the road at 8 p.m.
You feeling a bit nervous?
No, we played in front of bigger crowds than this.
I'll tell you one thing, I'm feeling nervous.
You're making
it. I'm
feeling for you.
No, we're already used to it.
You're playing as well?
Yeah.
No.
Right, go on, ask some more questions.
Do you get much gigs this year?
Yeah, we've got lots coming up. I'm not going to say a few because it's not a few, it's lots. Lots,
yeah,
and lots.
We've got
lots.
A main one coming up, haven't we, in a couple of months, Whippy?
Yeah, big That's festival. Big
Tell
festival.
Us about that
festival.
Whippy, it's a folk festival. And there'll just be thousands upon thousands of people there. So that's a big ass one. We're going to that one.
You're looking for far for that
week.
One.
Yeah.
Yeah,
we went to that last year. And it was good last year. It's very good last year. I enjoyed last year.
Mostly we go to London for all the gigs as well.
One more next question.
Can I ask what you know about your music? If you say a little bit about when you started, like the highs and lows, because sometimes it must be hard practicing, and then like the why it's worth it type of thing.
Yeah, go on. Don't hammer out, camera loves you.
No, I'm not. Right, how old when you started the instruments, music?
I was 12 when I started banjo.
And I was 11 when I started accordion.
And I was 8 when I started fiddle.
Meg, you're meant to be the interviewer.
Taken. I'm so sorry.
Stop.
Right, go on.
What's it called? What made you choose the instruments that you got now?
We were watching Daddy play the pipes through the years, and then I don't know, it was very fun of going over and pressing Daddy's
regulators,
pushing him, pressing him. And
what's that, Daddy? What's that?
Yeah, aww. And then he showed us, he brought us to a music shop, and he showed us all the different instruments. And then he came back, and he asked me, he said, which one do you want to learn? He said, a banjo, fiddle, or the accordion. So I thought a banjo was very interesting, so I picked the banjo. And Daddy asked her the same question, and she picked
the accordion.
And the fiddle was just waiting for me.
And how long do you have to practice and all that?
Oh, longest we practice is about 2 hours.
No.
Well, I do.
When there's all four of us together?
Oh, when there's all four of us together.
When all four of us are together, we're playing with Daddy practicing in the kitchen. It's about 4 hours, 4.5 hours. And that's hard practice. And then at least about 2 hours.
How long do you practice by yourselves?
Say an hour and a half. Me anyway. She practice.
About half an hour.
Oh, you devil.
Do you think you're going to keep the music up when you get older?
Yeah.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, definitely. Because if I wasn't interested in it, I'd tell Dad I wasn't interested in it. I just enjoy it. You get more attention when you're playing something.
Do you go to any travellers first?
Applebee, Stowmarket,
Cambridge
Fair, that's a big one. Epsom, that's the biggest one out of all of them. What else?
Do you hear that one? Goose Fair.
Oh, the gooses. That's right up your street, isn't it? That's funny, laugh at that one. Anything else?
Any more questions? Highs
and lows?
Do you have highs and lows when you're practicing?
Do you have high and low when you're practicing?
Yeah. Probably when I'm angry. And Daddy says, go upstairs and practice now, or go upstairs and learn that new tune I give to you. Then, yeah, I just wouldn't practice it at all. I wouldn't even look at the banjo. But on a good day, then yeah, I pick it up and I rat it around.
That was meant to say.
I've all heard the chain.
Hey girl, I'm better than you.
Key mission.
10 bucks in Dark Hut.
Can I ask one more question?
Yeah.
I knew when you were talking before, you were saying on a good year you'd give 6 or 7 months travelling and then you'd go to your home. What do you prefer? Do you think after a certain amount of time in the house, oh no, I want to go travelling, or do you feel like, oh, I've made friends and I'll miss them? How do you feel with that moving about and then being static for so long?
I prefer going out travelling because
you see so much and in the house just 4 walls.
Yeah. Okay. I don't miss the house for when we come back into travelling, because in a house it's so droll and lonesome, and when you're going out travelling you're mixing with a lot of boys and girls and families, and I don't know, you see a lot more. It's not as droll as in the house. I think I prefer going out travelling than what I am in the house.
Yeah, because it's so droll.
Has convinced Daddy to pull into his sight and keep on the cheddar. Me and Daddy have little
getting work. A nice big chalet.
Me and Daddy have a few punches after a while watch.
Come on.
Me and Daddy's gonna have murders.
Well, do you live in a trailer or a house where you like when you get older?
When I get married, I therefore I'll be living in the trailer.
A house?
Yeah.
I will live in a chalet.
No,
I wanna live in a chalet in a big massive site.
That's way too posh.
I'll be the owner of that site.
No, I like a little trailer.
Oh, that's too posh. Oh, I'm probably supposed to be owner. You have your site drew down and all.
No, if I was in a trailer, it's a big massive field.
Cut that bit out, yeah, I haven't. That's why you say I'm posh for.
A big chalet in your own little site.
Yeah, and get a trailer and go and pull out.
I'd be happy now with a big muggy field on me, a little trailer. No, Zach Lottie, you should have had a living trailer instead of anything else.
No, a nice big site now. Do you go to weddings a lot?
A lot.
A lot of weddings. Mostly in the family.
Callie's was a big wedding. But then Jolene's was. That was a big ass wedding.
Can you sort of generally say what the weddings are like? Can you generalise or are they all completely different?
Not everything is different. At some weddings you get fights. A lot of fights. And then at some weddings you get the best laugh and all people want to do is just drink, have a good time and dance. There's no arguments, no fighting.
No big dresses.
No besting each other, saying I have this or you have that. It's just...
Mostly in our family, there's no big dresses. And do you see the outfits that they wear these days?
There's no skimpy outfits.
There's nothing like that.
There's no chest popping out or...
Booty
shaked out or short mini skirts or low cut tops. None of that at all.
Just casual. Go casual. Then you have...
Might be a small little belly top,
but
it's covering your chest.
Yeah.
Or it might be a skirt that's just above your knees. You can be dressy and classy at one time, but then you get some girls that go too far with their outfits, don't they? Go way too far with their outfits.
Oh, yeah.
I wouldn't like that now.
Big time.
Respectable.
You say my outfit's not. I'm sorry. You look very good. Thank you. And
To
Winnie Marie and to Bridget Dyer.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Where's my money?
Up the dials.